Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you and good morning. It's good to have you all with us today for our Sunday morning service. And God has been good to us all week long. And we come together now to give him thanks and give him praise. Welcome to those of you joining us from Facebook Live and those of you on the phone line. We thank you and we praise God for you. As we go into the service today, we welcome our Holy Spirit and we pray that he will have his own way.
Well,
bow your head with me right now as we go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our most holy, everlasting, and Father God, we come now before you in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because we realize that you're God all by yourself. You sit high and you look low. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. As a result of the great sacrifice that he made on the cross of Calvary, we now have a right to the tree of life. We can now boldly approach your presence and make our requests known. So, Holy Father, we come to you today asking you to look down upon us in mercy. Lord Jesus, we welcome your Holy Spirit into this service. Have your way. Do what only you can do. Move however you want to move. We step ourselves aside and we say, have your way. Father God, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercies. The blessings you blessed us with all week long. We did not even deserve it. For our own righteousness in your presence are as filthy rags. But God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that gives us a right and a privilege that we can be called your sons and your daughters. Lord Jesus, this morning we pray for your man of God that will go forth with the word of God. Hide him behind the cross. Give him a right now word, a word that will suit your people, a word that will suit your audience, wherever they are, whoever they are. They would receive a word from you. Just bless us now, God, as we wait on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture lesson today, if you would turn with me in your Bibles to Psalms 103, and we're going to read verses, numbers 1. We're going to read the chapter. Verses numbers 1 on through 22. And I think we're in a season of our lives where we want to tell God thank you for everything he's done with us all week long. Psalms 103, verse number 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Thank God for that verse. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens is above the earth, so great is his mercies towards them that fear him. For as far as the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, and as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, even unto them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children. That's our generation to come. To such as kept his covenant, and to those that remembered his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angel, and excel in strength, and do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, his ministers of his, and to do his pleasure. Last verse, join in with me. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And the word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Oh, nobody can do it like Jesus. I can't do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. Me,
yes,
right now,
Lord.
Lord, do it for me right now.
Yes.
Amen. God has given us a word for our consideration this morning. If you're turning your Bibles with me to the New Testament book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1. I'd like to shine a sermonic spotlight this morning on 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 11 through 17. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 11 through 17. Let's pray. Well, Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we come humbly before your throne this morning. Father God, once again, we get another opportunity to stand behind this holy roster. Not because we ourselves are so good or we are able to explain what you have to say. Father God, we ask that you just allow your Holy Spirit to continue to be with us.
Yes,
Father God, allow your Holy Spirit to exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God, let your word go forth with power and with might and conviction. Let it fall on good ground. You said that your word would not return unto you void, that it will accomplish that which you sent it out to do. So, Father God, we're going to stand on your word this morning. Create in us all a clean heart, renew in us the right spirit. And, Father God, draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. So now your word is plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, bind Satan as he tries to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. In your word, you say that we perish for lack of knowledge. Father God, we beg of you and plead of you, Father God, to give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Because, Father God, we know there's power in your word. We want to walk better. We want to live better. We want to think better. We want to do what you want us to do. So, Father God, right now, use me, inspire me, hide me behind the cross. Take me down into the storehouse of wisdom and knowledge. Allow me only to say and do that which you want said and done. Right now, in the name of Jesus, go through the airwaves, so Father God, wherever they are hearing your word today, let it convict their souls and let it transform their minds. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your word go through off with truth and power. Right now, in the name of Jesus. If you do these few and simple things, O Heavenly Father, we will be careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people heareth. 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at the 11th verse, I will be reading to you this morning out of the King James Version. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, this is Paul talking now, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Wow. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I would like to talk to you this morning about and focus on God did it for me. Take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Rest yourselves. God did it for me. After spending 3 years of teaching and preaching at Ephesus, Paul left the church in the hands of a capable young preacher named Timothy. Timothy was a young man in his first pastorate, and Timothy encountered his share of problems. He had to combat false teachers. Timothy had to overcome the rise of false doctrine. There was disorder in the worship service. He had to find and train qualified church leaders. There was the sin of materialism. And in the midst of all of this, some people in the church thought Timothy was too young. He was just about, at this time, 30 years old. And in Greco-Roman world, a man did not really come into his manhood in their thinking until he turned 40 years old. So here's this young, inexperienced pastor trying to deal with people who are recalcitrant and stubborn, need leadership and training. And Paul has placed him over that fledgling congregation. But Timothy is having some trouble leading them. They despise his youth. And Paul admonishes him. Paul exhorts him to let no man despise your youth. Paul says to Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you. Paul says, Timothy, I know that it is in you. I see it in you. It was in your grandmother. It was in your mother. You were raised right. It has been put in you by your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. Don't you let anybody criticize you because of your youth and experience. And Paul admonishes and encourages young Timothy and says to him, if you want to walk, to talk about having a hard time, let me give you my testimony. And when Paul relates to Timothy his testimony, what he is actually sharing with Timothy is, this is what God did for me. And if the Lord can do this in my life, surely the Lord can do it in your life. And whenever you tell your testimony, whenever you share your faith, always remember to tell them what you were before God has his hands on you.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, some of us are looking good this morning. We are made up, looking sharp. But you should have seen us before God got his hands on us. You should have known some of us 15, 12, 10, or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Look at where the Lord has brought us from.
Thank you, Lord.
When I shout, when I raise my hands, when I open my mouth, I am just sharing this testimony that that's what the Lord has done for me. Now, all of us don't have the same testimony. All of us was not on drugs. Are y'all with me? All of us did not go to jail. All of us were not on the streets. But all of us should be able to testify that God did not bring me from that, but he has kept me from that. God might not have brought me from that, but I thank him he kept me from it. I could have been dead sleeping in my grave. I thank God for my story. I thank God for my testimony. I thank God for the trials that I've come through, for the hard times that he has helped me endure, because it made me the Christian that I am right now. I'm not all that I ought to be. Can I get a witness? But I thank God I'm not what I used to be. So my testimony is, if you give me a minute, I will tell you God did it for me. Somebody was sick, God made them well. You were broken, God paid your bills.
Yes.
You were down and God raised you up.
Yes.
You were depressed and God lifted your head.
Amen.
You thought you would never smile again. Yes. But God put a new song in your mouth. You thought you would never stop crying. But your testimony is, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Let me give you a minute to speak to yourself and say, that's what he's done for me. This is what he's done for me. Put food on my table.
Thank you, Lord.
He's put a roof over my head.
Amen.
He's put some clothes on my back. He's put clapping in my hands. God put a new song in my mouth. I came to praise him. I'm going to lift my hands. I have come to tell my story, y'all. That's what he has done for me. Let's walk with Paul through his testimony to Timothy. As he encourages, admonishes young Pastor Timothy from his own life. Because that's all you can really testify about. All you can testify about is what God has done in your life. You might not know all the books of the Bible. You might not have gone to seminary. You might not even own a Bible. You need that. You do not need that to testify. You need that to be a witness. You need your life to be a witness. All you need to do is talk about it, is what you have seen and heard. I've seen God open doors. I've watched God make my enemies my footstool. I've seen God make a way out of no way. I've seen people who were against me, God made them love me. I've seen circumstances that should have taken me out, but God stepped in right on time. I wish I had someone else who don't mind testifying, who is not embarrassed to be a witness.
Yeah.
I know for myself, God did it for me.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
In verse 13 and verse number 15, Paul testifies as a sinner. Walk with me, New Jerusalem. Verse 13 and verse 15, Paul testifies as a sinner. He says, I was a blasphemer, a persecutor. I was injurious. That means I was just looking for trouble to get into. But I attained mercy because I did it in ignorance. Don't ever brag on being a fool. Repent for your foolishness, but don't brag on being a fool. Paul said, I did what I did because I was ignorant. I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. I was injurious, looking for trouble. And I received mercy because I did it in ignorance. Paul was persecuting the church, thought he was doing the right thing. You can actually think you're doing the right and you are doing wrong. Paul said, this is a faithful saying. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Amen, amen.
Here it is, whom I am chief, a crook, a wretch. Any sin you can name, some of us under the sound of my voice did it. We're not bragging on it. We are ashamed of it, but mercy got us in here this morning. Some of us know that if God had not covered us, if the Lord did not come for us in the nick of time, some of us would be in prison right now. I'm not here because I am so holy. I'm not here because I'm so righteous. And I have been a Christian for over 40 years. But I've been messed up a long time as well. Still is. Even though I'm in the body of Christ, I still got some issues. Y'all are with me? But God has dismissed them from me. Paul said, I'm he, chief among sinners. Mm-hmm. Now, in order for you to get this, you have to realize who is writing this. Mm-hmm. Paul writes over half of the New Testament scriptures, and yet he calls himself chief among sinners. Mm-hmm. That should say to some of us that are in lesser greatness. That should say to some of you who are so holy, perfect, and righteous. The reason I give God so much praise is because God has shown me so much mercy. Oh, y'all are with me. You're not ready to shout over your grace until you have wept over your guilt. You're not ready to give God praise over grace until you have mourned over your guilt. I shout because God has shown me mercy and grace. Mercy is God keeping from me what I deserve. And grace is God giving me what I don't deserve. That's the testimony of every sinner under the sound of my voice this morning. Paul said, look at what I did. I blasphemed. I persecuted. I was injurious, always causing trouble. Sin. You name it, I've done it. I remember this pastor was preaching once. And this beautiful woman was up there in the balcony. He was preaching so that she got happy and fell out of the balcony. She had the presence of mind, Sister Amy, mm-hmm. to grab hold of the light fixture. Her dress went up over her head. The pastor said, oh Lord, whoever looks at all of this shall be struck blind. The chairman of the deacon board put his hand on his left eye. He said, I'm going to take a chance with the right eye. Uh-huh. There's some of us who are good, y'all. There's some of us who are good as long as there's no temptation. We are holy as long as no bottle is around, no drinks are on the table, no lights are turned down low, no slow music. But the minute we get around our temptation, we are on our way to sin, asking God to give us mercy. Because God is long-suffering. Yes, he is slow to get angry. Yes. And if you ask him, he will forgive you. Mm-hmm. If you confess your sin, God is faithful and just. You can't shout unless you confess, y'all. Right. Yes. You can't get happy if you don't confess. Yes. Paul said, I was not just accused of being a blasphemer. I was a blasphemer.
Yes, he was.
I was not accused of being a persecutor. Paul said, I was a persecutor. In another passage, Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. He's talking as the chief among sinners. That's Paul's testimony, and God delivered him from all of that. And Paul says to Timothy, God did it for me.
Amen.
But then Paul goes on to testify, watch me very loud, as a saint, because we have dual citizenship. We are citizens of heaven, and we are citizens of here on earth. As long as we are in this flesh, in this weakness, in this body of sin and contamination, we will always need mercy and grace.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul says, I'm the chief among sinners. That's my earthly citizenship.
Yes, yes.
But he said, there's therefore now no condemnation.
Yeah.
to them who are in Christ Jesus. That's my heavenly citizenship. Paul says, every time I desire to do good, evil is always present. The good that I would do, I find myself not doing. The evil that I don't want to do, that's what I do. That's my earthly citizenship.
Yes, yes.
But thanks be to God, Paul said, who delivers me from this body of weakness and death. That's my heavenly citizenship. I hope y'all with me. There's a war going on, y'all. A conflict between my flesh and my spirit. Sometimes my flesh wins, and sometimes my spirit wins. Brothers and sisters, if you be honest here this morning, it is always a fight to do what is right. There's always a fight to do the right thing. And when you do the right thing, don't brag about it. Don't stick your chest out. Because 10 minutes later, that old man or old woman will rise up in you again. And the very thing you said you would never do again, that's what you will find yourself doing. I wish some sinners like me here or here that could testify this morning. I'm saved by the grace of God. My testimony is I got some issues, but God loves me so much. God loves us so much.
Amen, amen.
He keeps giving me chances and chance to get it right with him.
Thank you, Lord.
To get it straight. That's Paul's testimony. He testifies as a sinner. He then testifies as a saint. Watch me now. Then in verse 12, Paul testifies as a servant. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who enabled me, because I'm already in the book, for that he counted me faithful. That's an accounting term. Putting me into the ministry. God put faithfulness on my account. He counted me faithful. It's right here in the next line. Putting me into the ministry. He put me into the ministry. It was not my desire. I did not run after him. God came running after me.
Praise God.
I didn't see God. He came and sought me. God did that for us. Those of us who preach and those of us who teach God's word, those of us who sing or whatever it is you do in the church, in the body of Christ, God puts you in that ministry. God gifted you with the ability to do what you do. God gave you the power. That's what the word says. And look at the text. I'm still passing it in the book. The word enablement in the text means God has given us the power to do whatever it is you and I were called to do. You're not going in your own strength. You're not doing it in the, you are doing it in the power of God. Brothers and sisters, you should never allow anybody to intimidate you about the gift that God has placed in you. Don't be intimidated by what God has called you to do. That's why Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift on the inside of you. If they don't like it, sing it. If they don't like you talking about it, you pray anyway. If they're laughing about it, you shout anyway. If they don't say thank you, you'll be an encourager anyway. If they don't appreciate it, you go out of your way to help anyway. Because here's the last part of Paul's testimony. This last part of it, I'm trying to get out y'all way. I know y'all getting tired of me, but it's starting to get good to me. He testifies as a sinner, as a saint, as a servant. Watch this, Sister Grip. Because when God saved him, God made him a showpiece.
Yes, he did.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Now he's going to testify as a showpiece. Mm-hmm. It's right here in verse 16.
Yeah.
How be it for this cause, I obtained mercy, that in me first, Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering. Here it is, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Paul said, in other words, God saved me to put me on display.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Oh my God.
Yes, Lord.
Paul said, God saved a wretch like me to put me on display. God saved me as a pattern, as a sketch, as an outline, as a summary exposition. This is what can happen to a life in God's hands.
Amen.
So everywhere you go, you are on display, people of God. You are a showpiece. You are God's workmanship. I wish I had some Bible readers.
Amen.
Created in Christ Jesus for good works. Everywhere you go, people are looking at you. Everywhere you go, people are watching you, especially the people who used to know you. I wish I had a whole church in front of you, because a lot of us know we sinners. We understand that God saved us to put us on display. God saved us to let people see what I can do with a life and lives that have been placed in my hands. Perhaps there are some displays, some showcase Christians under the sound of my voice this morning who know that you were who you are, and who you are is not because you deserve it, but God just chose to make you a display out of your life. Some of the vilest, most low-down sinners are the best shouters and worshipers.
Amen.
The best praisers, the best worshipers, because they know where God brought them from. Can I call a few witnesses to the stand? Y'all don't mind? Can I call a few witnesses to the stand, y'all? A woman had an issue of blood. And Jesus came walking through the crowd. He had suffered, she had suffered many things of many doctors. Lost all that she had. And she says, I can touch the hem of his garment. I know I will be made whole. Jesus walked through the crowd. And the woman said, this is my last chance. Yes. She grabbed his clothes. And when Jesus stopped, said, Reverend Lyle, the issue of blood stopped.
Jesus, yes.
Jesus said, somebody touched me.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure it was Peter. Yes, I am. It was Peter. He always opening his mouth. He says, Lord, all these people in this crowd, somebody is bound to bump into you. Jesus said, I did not say somebody bumped into me. I said somebody touched me. Because when they grabbed me, I felt virtue. I felt power run up out of me. I wish I had a witness. Jesus said, who touched my clothes? The woman raised her feeble hands. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. If I gave her a chance this morning to come up on the pulpit and testify,
yes,
she was telling me, God did it for me.
Yes.
Lazarus, come to the stand, bro. Was dead 4 days.
Yes, yes.
Help me preach the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, show me where you buried him.
Yes.
They rolled the stone away, and Martha said, Lord, he is stinking by now.
Yes.
He has been in the grave 4 long days. Jesus said, you will see your brother again. Martha said in her Christian self, said, I know I'm going to see him again, Lord, at the resurrection and the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that lives and believes in me shall never die. If I gave Lazarus a chance this morning, he would come up to the mic and testify, God did it for me.
Yes.
They were out in a desert place, Sister Philly.
Yes.
Can I get a witness up in here?
Amen.
There was nowhere to buy any bread or victuals. There was a little boy that had 2 fish and 5 loaves.
Yes.
Jesus fed a multitude of 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. If I gave them an opportunity, they would testify, God did it for us. The woman of Nain was on the way to bury her only son.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I got some witnesses for y'all here.
Yes, yes.
Jesus put his hand on the casket and raised that boy from the dead. If I gave that boy the mic this morning, his testimony would be, God did it for me.
Yes,
Jairus' daughter was at the point of death and died. Jesus went and put his hand on her.
Yes, he did.
And she came back to life again.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, Talitha kuma. Oh, in Hebrew, daughter, get up. She arose. If I gave her an opportunity, her testimony would be, God did it for me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There are some more examples in the Bible, but I don't have to go down to Egypt, Warren. I don't have to go down to Egypt to get Moses at the Red Sea. And have to get, I don't have to go to Daniel in the lion's den to get him to come about the lion's den. I don't have to go to the fiery furnace to get Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to get them to testify. Why? Because I passed the New Jerusalem Mission Baptist Church. And under the sound of my word, I got some folk here that can give you some testimonies that let you know how God did it for them. They can tell you how God did it for them. And if he did it for them, they'll tell you, he'll do it for you.
Amen.
If the Lord has opened some doors for you, you ought to help somebody and tell them, God did it for me.
Yes.
If the Lord made a way,
uh-huh,
out of no way,
yes,
you ought to be a witness and say, God did it for me.
Yes.
If God took a circumstance and flipped that thing around,
yes,
and made it what was meant for your evil, turn out for your good, you ought to tell somebody, God did it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
If the Lord has been good to you, you ought to be able to testify,
yeah,
that God did it for you.
Yeah.
I thank Paul and how he taught to Pastor Timothy. Young Pastor Timothy was about to give up. Paul said, you better stir to give up on the inside of you.
Yeah.
He said, whatever you feel like, you by yourself. He said, you ought to take your little time, check your circumstance, check your situation, and look at someone else,
yeah,
that God is moving in their life. And say, if God did it for them,
yeah,
God can do it for me.
Yeah.
We serve such a good God, y'all.
Yes,
God did it for me.
Amen.
May God bless and keep you.
Yes.
This is Pastor's prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for the word of God. And I know you received a blessing today.
Yes.
What the Apostle Paul said was, you could never have done more wrong than I did.
Yes.
And God still reached down and he touched me.
Yes.
If you're under the sound of my voice today, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how many times you doubted God or whether this thing was even for real, God's saying to you in his word today, there's hope. And like I said last Sunday, there's room at the cross for you. And you simply have to do what the word of God says. If you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are saved. And I'll tell you the good thing about being saved. We may not have it all together all at once, but if you continue to study the word and read the word and allow your soul to be washed in the water of the word, each and every day you get closer and closer to him. So if you're under the sound of my voice and you want Jesus in your life, you'll bow your heads with me. I'm going to pray. And also there may be one or two under the sound of my voice that don't have a church home. In fact, you've given up on church. It's a brand new day. It's a good time to start over again. And yeah, I agree with you. God has some representatives that's not represent him well. I agree with you, but I want to let you know when we stand before God, he's going to say to each one of us individually, what have you done with my son? Don't let anyone stop you from receiving your reward. Bow your head with me as we pray. Father God, we thank you for your word today. And now, Lord Jesus, we pray for our brothers and our sisters that have heard the word of God, and they want to make a new start. In fact, God, they heard how you forgave Paul of so many wrongdoings, and you made him one of your greatest apostles. They believe in their hearts today, God, that you can do the same thing for them. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come upon them, and you would reassure them that it's as simple as it was. If they believe in their heart, you raised Jesus from the dead, they are saved. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them and give them the courage to get into your word and allow your word to spring up in their lives. I pray for my brother and my sister that has lost hope or given up on church. Lord Jesus, you gave them the courage that they want to try church again. I pray, Father God, that you would give them the courage to reach out and give us wisdom so we'll be able to be what we should be for your people. Just bless your word and bless us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now raise your hands for the benediction. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest and remain with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the church say, Amen.
Amen. Amen.